book of Philippians. That Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Verse 8 and 9.
Wow.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Philippians, fourth chapter. 8 and 9. Philippians is right after Ephesians. Amen. Amen. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And if you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so. Give reverence unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's Philippians, the fourth chapter, the 8th and the 9th verse. Amen. And it reads, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received, and heard, and seen in me, do.
That's right.
And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy word. Amen. 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 The text for a few moments that I want to use today is, I want to ask you a question today. How is your attitude? How is your attitude? We got to understand that in these verses right here, Paul is speaking on living with a Christian virtues. And virtues is all about our character.
Well,
virtues is all about our behavior. In his fourth chapter, Paul is telling the Philippians to stand fast in the Lord. He wants them to have unity and joy in Christ.
That's right. Yes.
Amen and amen. And he also is telling them to manifest temperance.
Yes.
And freedom from anxiety. So again, church, I ask you, how is your attitude?
Well.
How many of you have heard that our attitude determine our altitude?
All right.
Amen. Amen. We often heard that. Am I correct? Amen. 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 Because if you have the right attitude in the face of adversity, you'll be able to overcome it.
Right. Right.
If you have the right attitude.
Amen. Amen.
So as we focus in on this year, this being the first sermon of this year, I'm asking you to check your attitude.
All right.
All right.
All right.
To check your attitude. How many of us like to be around people with bad attitude? Raise your hand. I don't.
Amen. Amen.
None of us like to be around people with bad attitudes.
Amen, man.
Nobody likes a bad attitude.
That's right.
When was the last time that you had the opportunity to build somebody up, but yet and still, you cast them down?
I know.
When was the last time that you had the opportunity to build somebody up, say something positive about somebody, but yet and still you chose to do the opposite?
I know.
When was the last time?
I know. Right.
If you chose to build them up, that's a good attitude.
Amen.
If you chose to put your foot on them, that's a bad attitude.
Amen.
person with a good attitude.
Amen.
In the business world, our employee, our employer, will take a person with a good attitude against a person with a doctor degree.
All right.
Do y'all believe me?
All right.
On your job, they would take a person with a good attitude and don't have much experience.
Yeah.
Over a person.
Yeah.
That with a PhD.
Amen.
It all because of our attitude. That's why these companies spend millions of dollars trying to get their people on the right attitude.
Yeah. Amen.
Because ain't no business gonna allow a sassy, nasty person to be dealing with their customers.
Amen. You're right.
Why do you think they go through all this trouble and all this training to train us so we have a better attitude?
Amen.
Because the first person you see when you go into no business and that person got a nasty attitude, you ain't coming back.
You're right, man.
I'm not going back.
Amen.
Tell you about Alabama Power. When you see them, when you go up and pay your money, what type of attitude do those folks have? Do they have a nasty attitude? No, because they know they are being watched.
Amen.
Is our attitude. What type of attitude do we have? Do you want a person with a nasty attitude helping you? That's it. You go that line.
I'm a. All right.
You know how we do sometimes.
Amen.
You know, we ain't got to say nothing. Our action.
Yeah.
Speak louder than words.
You're right.
We know who don't want to help us. So, church, I'm asking you to check your attitude. If you want to be successful, have a good attitude.
Amen.
And stop blaming everybody else.
My Lord.
For your own stank attitude.
My Lord.
Stop blaming other people.
All right.
When the problem lies with you. We always blaming everybody else.
Yeah.
They don't like me.
Well.
Everybody ain't against you.
Amen.
Everybody's not against you.
Amen.
Stop allowing the enemy to tell you that.
Yeah.
Think about what you're doing. Think about what you can control.
All right.
You can't control nobody but yourself.
I know.
Amen.
I know.
The man give you a job, and you go to work complaining.
Mama.
I don't want to be here. Well, you stay at home. Don't bring your mess to work. Making the whole workforce upset.
Yeah. All right.
You bring your cancer to work, and it's spreading like wildfire. You don't want to go to work, don't go.
Amen.
Ain't nobody making you. Ain't nobody making you go to work. You go to work because you got to go. So get happy and go to work with a smile on your face. Whether or not you want to be there or not.
Amen.
Right.
I know some people have been working longer than I've been working for the power company for 31 years. You think I want to go? You think I want to go? situation I have, I'm going to leave it outside the door.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it in there with no nasty attitude.
All right.
Just because somebody did me wrong, I don't mean I got to treat nobody else
amen.
Wrong.
Amen.
Your attitude.
Yes.
Your attitude determines your altitude.
Hey.
What is your attitude about Mount Zion?
Well.
What is your attitude about Mount Zion?
Right.
What is your attitude about living for God? For God I live, and for God I die. You see, our attitude about the church can determine how good of a witness we are. Do y'all just hear me?
Yeah. Amen.
Our attitude about the church can determine how good of a witness we are.
That's right. That's right.
Our attitude about living for God will determine whether or not we are a good witness. Our attitude, church.
Mm-hmm.
What is your attitude about Mount Zion? Are you always complaining about the church?
I know.
Are you always complaining about the pastor?
All right.
Amen.
Right.
Are you always complaining about each other?
Well.
Are you saying to the people on the outside? Remember I said your attitude determines what type of witness
you are.
Are you telling the people outside the church with those nasty attitudes? Girl, you don't know him like I know him.
I know.
Girl, you don't see what I see. That church ain't about nothing.
I know.
Those people aren't about nothing.
Right.
That pastor ain't about nothing. How's your attitude?
Right.
Because if you remember Mount Zion about the church, when you're talking about one of the members, you're talking about yourself.
Amen.
If you're always talking about the church, if you're always talking about the pastor, if you're always talking about each other,
well,
how many people are going to come through that door?
Amen.
How many people are going to come through that door? Young people, I want y'all to listen. Your attitude determines your altitude. How many people will come to the church when the members are always complaining? Always talking about one another.
Right.
Always belittling one another. Would you go to that church if somebody come to you? Would you go to that church?
No.
Would you go to that church?
No.
If every time you look around, they complaining?
No. No.
We talk about winning the world. But what do we have to offer?
Wow.
The world that they don't already have. What do we have to offer? Yes, we have a problem. We have a few problems. You tell me one church that don't have problems.
Amen.
And I'll show you a church that's not standing.
Amen.
We all have our problems.
That's right.
But you know, the world is not interested in our problems. to know, what do you have that I should want? Do y'all hear me?
Amen.
What do you have that I want? What do you have that I want?
Well,
what do you have that I want that make me want to come to church?
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Not when I see you raised in hell.
Right.
Not when I see you talking about one another.
That's true.
Not when I see you talking about the church, talking about the pastor, talking about each other.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna get nobody to come to the doors.
Amen.
Not when we fighting amongst each other.
That's right.
Air conditioner don't work. Heater don't work. Band on gas. Muffler coming off. How many of us would sell a car like that? Raise your hand. You wouldn't sell a car like that. None of us want to sell a car like that. So why? So you won't sell a car like that, but when you go on and talk about the church.
Well.
When you go and start talking about the pastor, when you go and talk about each other, you are selling.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Just that.
Right.
A bad car that you don't want. You're selling it. You know, when we witness, we are selling people to church. When we witness, we are selling them the pastor. We are selling them each other. If all we do is complain about each other, do we think we're going to get anybody to come to the church? When you're talking about the church, you're talking about yourself. You are a member of this church. Aren't we a body of baptized believers?
Amen.
When one member suffer, we all suffer. When one member hurt, we all hurt.
All right.
Don't we say it in our, we didn't say it this morning, but then when we say it in our church covenant every first Sunday?
Yes.
I'm trying to get you to think.
Yes, sir.
If you think you know what everything, then I can't tell you nothing. Lord, have mercy on your soul. People don't want to hear you complain.
Amen.
People want to hear you building each other up.
Amen.
That's what we should be doing.
Amen.
There's many members, but there's only one body.
That's right. That's
and all members have not the same office.
Amen.
But each one of us can do something.
That's right.
Amen.
Each one of us ought to be doing something.
Amen.
In God's house.
Amen.
I shouldn't have to stand up here and ask for no volunteers.
I know.
I shouldn't have to call you on the phone.
I know.
You know what's going on.
Yes, sir.
here at Mount Zion Baptist Church. But until we as a people start focusing on the right thing, what we ought to be doing, until we start doing that, we're going to continue to suffer. We all can do something. We all can do something.
Yes, sir.
The point is, what are we going to do? I asked you this morning, were you going to make a commitment? And everybody said, yeah. I'm going to ask you again, the one that wasn't here this morning. When I ask, I'm going to ask you again before we leave. Are you willing to make a commitment to God?
That's right.
Because if you make a commitment to God, you're going to make a commitment to the church.
Yes, yes sir.
Right. Because God is the church.
Yes, sir.
We need to learn how to build one another up.
That's right. That's right.
Stop tearing one another down.
Yes,
if you can't say nothing good about a person, don't say nothing.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Only thing you should be doing is praying for them.
All right. All right.
That's all you should be doing. You tell me, who got more than somebody else? When all boil down to, who got more than somebody else in here?
I'll tell you which.
Who got more? Who think they are better than anybody else? When it all bow down to, we all gonna die.
Yeah, that's right.
We all gonna go back to dust.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
If you take everything away, take our jobs, take our home, take all this stuff away, what we got?
Nothing.
So that tells me we all in the same boat.
We
need to build one another. We need to have the right attitude.
Yes, it.
That say, I'm going to do better this year.
Yes, it.
I'm going to do better because I made a commitment to God.
That's it.
I'm going to do better.
Amen.
And that's what the right attitude would get us. Mm-hmm. The right attitude would take us farther and farther. We need to be telling the world about Mount Zion Baptist Church in a special way. We need to be telling the world what's going on here at Mount Zion Baptist Church. We need to be telling the world. We need to be telling the world that there are some lovely people at Mount Zion Baptist Church. Instead of telling somebody there's some hail racers at Mount Zion Baptist Church. Nobody want to hear that. You don't want to say it, you keep it to yourself. If you think that's what's there.
Alright.
This is one of these sermons that some of you might not like. But I got to give it to you. Because if I don't give it to you, woe unto me.
Yeah.
I got to give an account.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And I take whoopings every day. And they do hurt. Thank God I don't care. I care. But I'm willing to put somebody else before myself. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do that. Are you willing to tell somebody that child, you need to come to Mount Zion Baptist Church?
Right.
There's a lot going on at Mount Zion Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
The word of God is going forward at Mount Zion Baptist Church. I can't say what's going on at other churches because I'm not there.
Amen.
God put me here.
That's right.
And ain't no two churches are alike.
Nothing.
Amen.
Members at one church are not like members at another church. Amen. I can't take what Bishop William preached for his folks and bring here and preach it to y'all.
Amen.
I can't do that. Each sermon is for us.
That's right.
Each sermon.
for us.
All right.
It's the word of God.
Yes, sir.
For God's people.
Amen.
At that very time, let us change our attitude. How we feel about the church.
Yes, sir.
Because if you feel negative about the church, you ain't going to build a church up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tear the church down.
Amen.
And woe unto you.
That's right.
Woe unto you.
That's right. That's right.
Because you are speaking against God.
Yes, sir. Right.
You are speaking against God. Because I know what go on here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might not think I know. Just because I don't say something. Just because I don't address it when you tell me to address it. I see things.
Amen.
Amen. I pray.
Uh-huh.
I pray. I pray. I pray. I pray for each and every one of you that you will get stronger and stronger in the Lord.
Yes.
That is my prayer.
Amen.
I'm not out there looking out. I ain't been gonna look for nobody. Because I know your sin will find you out.
Oh,
that light will shine.
All right. Yes,
all right.
All right.
That spotlight will shine on.
Right.
And what you do in the dark,
yes, sir.
It will come to the light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm a living witness on that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You think you can deceive some people some of the time, but you can't deceive God none of the time.
Amen.
Because God don't look at the outside.
Amen. Yes, sir.
What is your attitude about being a Christian?
Mm.
It should be the greatest thing.
Yes, sir.
That ever happened.
Amen.
It should be. Upon becoming a Christian, how do you feel? How do you feel? Do you feel downtrodden?
Mm.
Do you feel like the you can't do nothing?
Mm.
How do you feel as a Christian? Ask yourself that.
Yes. Yeah.
Ask yourself, how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not feeling the way God wants you to feel, you need to check yourself.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Check yourself.
Check yourself. Amen.
And if you're going through some things in life, don't blame God.
All right.
You know, we have a tendency to blame God for everything. And you going with that damn attitude.
Yes, sir.
But you want to blame God.
Yes, sir.
When something don't go your way. Check yourself.
Amen.
Look in the mirror. Change some things.
That's right.
And then you will see. If you want God to point out your fault, He will do it.
Amen.
You might not like it, but He will do it.
He will. Amen.
He will do it. And church, let me tell you, all of us got faults.
Yes, amen.
All of us, like Deacon Jones say, all of us got issues.
Amen.
We all got issues.
Yes, sir.
Something going on with each and every one of us.
That's right.
Are you going to allow those issues to take hold of you and take possession of you and guide you?
Mm.
Are you going to tell no issues and no problems that you serve a God?
All right.
That is more than able.
All right.
See, I'm going to tell my issues and my situation and my circumstance that I got a God.
Amen.
That is more than able.
Amen.
To do anything.
Yes, sir.
bigger than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of us do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make our problem bigger than what they are.
Yeah.
But you change your problem how big God is.
Yeah, all right. All right.
But you got to know him in order to tell him about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to know him. What is your attitude? What is the attitude about being a Christian? Can you say that I have changed?
Well,
can you really say that you have changed? But if you can't, are you still doing the same thing?
And you'll be able to say, well, God, I live.
Right. When you're talking about somebody,
right.
Satan is your day.
Yes,
right. When you scandalize somebody's name, Satan is your day.
Yes.
When you don't love one another, Satan is your day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. In this world, there's enough of bad attitudes.
Well, yes,
to go around.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Let us not contribute to it.
That's it.
Amen.
To those bad attitudes.
Yes. Amen.
Let's tell the world
that
a Savior lives.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's tell the world that Jesus died for you and he died for me.
Yes, sir.
He did, sir.
Let's tell the world that he came down through 40 and 2 generations.
All right, sir.
Died, bled, and rose again.
Yeah, yeah.
For you and me. Let's tell the world about Jesus Christ.
That's right. Yes.
Let's tell the world about my all in all.
Oh,
let's tell the world about the lily of the valley.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's tell the world about the bright and morning star.
Right, yeah.
Let's tell the world about the great I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's tell the world about it.
Uh-huh.
Let's go out and tell the world that Jesus Christ is alive and well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And with the right attitude, church, you can do it.
That's right.
With the right attitude and the right focus, you can do that. But there's so much good going on,
yes,
in this world that we can talk about.
Amen.
Let us focus in on Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Let us learn how to serve one another. It reminds me of time when Jesus had risen for supper.
Uh-huh.
And he laid aside his garment. And he took a towel.
That's right.
And girded himself.
That's right. That's right.
Then he took a basin and poured water.
Yeah, yeah.
Into it. And began to wash his disciples' feet.
That's right. Amen.
And he washed their feet. And he sat down again. And he asked him, "Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet,
all right,
ye also should wash one another."
All right. All right.
Church, we need to look out for one another.
Yes, yes.
We need to love one another.
Yes, 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 sir.
We need to be there for one another.
Yes.
And with the right attitude, you can do it.
Yes.
With the right attitude and the right mindset, you can do it.
Yes. Amen.
Washing one another's feet.
All right.
You can do it. You can do it. If Jesus Christ can wash his enemy's feet,
all right,
because you got to realize the enemy was there too.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Judas there?
Amen. Amen.
And he washed his feet.
That's right. That's right.
We got to wash one another's feet.
Yes. Yes.
We got to love one another.
Amen. Amen.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart,
that's right,
all thy mind, and all thy soul.
Yes, yes. That's right.
And love your neighbor as yourself.
I know, man.
You got to love God,
yes,
before you be able to love your neighbor.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
See, if you don't love God,
all right, now,
you ain't going to love your neighbor.
All right, now.
See, if you love God, you'll do right by your neighbor.
That's right. That's right.
You'll build your neighbor up.
That's right.
You'll lend your neighbor a helping hand.
Yes, sir.
You'll stop talking about your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
If
You love God.
All right.
God loves you.
Yes. Amen.
And I love you too.
Amen.
With the right attitude, church, we can change some things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
With the right attitude, we can focus in on better things.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to have the right attitude.
That's right.
So this year, you wonder why God put on my heart to say about our attitude. Because some of us got some attitude.
Yes, amen.
Some of us think it's all about us.
Yes.
It's all about us. When it ain't about you.
That's right.
It's about Jesus Christ.
You're right, sir.
You think the church ain't gonna go on without you? Upon this rock, I build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell, they ain't gonna prevail against
me. That's right.
The church is gonna go on.
Amen.
We don't wanna leave nobody.
That's right.
We're trying to get everybody that we can.
Everybody.
To get aboard this ship of Zion.
Yes. Amen.
Because it is rolling along. This old ship of Zion.
Yeah. Right.
I'm trying to help you today.
Yes, sir.
Because if we start the year off with the right attitude.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen. If we start this year off with the right attitude, things going to be a lot better.
Amen.
But if we start this year off with a bad attitude,
well,
bad things are going to continue.
All right.
You're going to start your growth. If you got a bad attitude.
Yes, sir.
God loves each and every one of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing God wouldn't do for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But church, we got to be obedient unto God.
That's it. Yes, that's it.
We got to be obedient unto God.
That's it.
That's your action speaks louder than words.
Amen. Yes, amen.
And I can tell.
Amen.
You ain't got to say nothing.
That's right.
I can tell. Through your action.
Amen.
Whether or not you love God.
Amen.
With your whole heart.
Amen.
With your whole mind.
Yes.
With your whole body.
Yes.
I can tell. I really can.
Mm.
Your actions speak louder than words.
That's right.
So I'm here to invite you. I'm here to invite you. I invite you for Wednesday night Bible study.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
This is a new year.
That's right.
I invite you to Wednesday night Bible study.
Yeah.
I know some of us can't come.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of us work.
Yeah.
And I know some of us work on Sundays too.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But the ones that you ain't got nothing to do, come on out and hear the word of God.
Amen.
Come on out and fill up. And it'll help you go on throughout the week.
Yes,
I understand that. But I invite you out to Wednesday night Bible study. I invite you out to Sunday morning Sunday school. Sunday school is at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sunday school is at 8 o'clock.
Amen.
How many of us have to be to work at 6 o'clock? How many of us have to be to work at 6 o'clock?
All right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I'll be working at 7 o'clock. Amen. You ain't got to say it. I'm just throwing out some facts. I mean, I'll have to be working at 5 o'clock. I mean, I'll have to be working at 4 o'clock. How many of us have to be working at 3 o'clock? How many of us don't work? I say, I'm going to get to that.
That's right.
When he tells us
That's right.
what time we're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That we can get up.
Yeah.
And meet the man.
Uh-huh.
And be there when he tells us to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Why can't we come to church?
All right.
On time.
All right.
Yeah.
Be there when God tells us to be there. Why we can't do that?
All right.
Why we can't do it?
That's up to
you. Amen. That's up
to you.
Amen.
See?
I love
you. You got to have a desire.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to do it.
Amen.
Because if you're not willing, you ain't. Super afraid. You ain't going to do it.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Because, okay. Let me tell you that. I'm going to be finished. Who wake you up at 3 o'clock to go to work?
All right.
Who wake you up at 4 o'clock to go to work?
Yes, sir.
Who wake you up at 5 o'clock to go to work?
Yes, sir.
Who wake you up at 6 o'clock to go to work?
Yes.
Who wake you up at 7 o'clock to go to work? You mean to tell me if God wake you up during those times, don't you think he'll wake you up to come to church?
You're right, sir.
You're gonna give an account.